Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Literature Review 6 Steps to Success by Lawrence A. Maki and Brenda T. McAvoy is a practical academic writing guide for graduate students, doctoral candidates, and researchers who need to plan, conduct, and write a formal literature review. Positioned especially for education and social science research, the book treats the literature review not as a loose summary of sources, but as a disciplined process of inquiry. Organization, argument, critique, and written synthesis. Its central contribution is a 6-step model that moves readers from selecting a topic to searching, developing arguments, surveying sources, critiquing the literature, and composing the final review. The book is instructional rather than theoretical in the abstract sense, using structured guidance. Examples, exercises, reflection prompts, and process tools to make a demanding academic task more manageable. Its purpose is to help researchers build a literature review that can support a thesis, dissertation, research proposal, or scholarly project with clarity and methodological discipline. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the 6-step model turns a vague academic task into a controlled research process. The defining feature of the Literature Review 6 Steps to Success is its explicit process model. Many students begin a literature review by collecting articles and hoping that patterns will emerge later. Maki and McAvoy reverse that tendency by treating the review as a sequence of decisions that must be made deliberately. The 6 steps begin with selecting a topic, then proceed through searching the literature, developing arguments, surveying sources, critiquing the literature, and writing the review. This structure matters because literature reviews often fail when the writer confuses reading volume with intellectual progress. The model gives each stage a distinct function. Topic selection narrows the field. Searching creates a defensible evidence base. Argument development gives the review direction. Surveying organizes the body of work, critique evaluates its quality and meaning, and writing turns the analysis into a coherent scholarly product. The result is not merely a checklist, but a workflow that links research behavior to writing outcomes. Because its usefulness comes from making the hidden logic of academic reviewing visible, especially for students who have read many articles but do not yet know how to transform them into a focused, evidence-based discussion. Secondly, topic selection is treated as disciplined, narrowing rather than simple preference. The book places significant weight on selecting a topic because the quality of a literature review depends heavily on how the inquiry is framed before searching begins. A broad interest, such as teacher leadership, student motivation, or organizational change, is not yet a researchable topic. Maki and McAvoy emphasize movement from a general subject toward a focused research interest that can be examined through available scholarly literature. This distinction is practical if the topic remains too wide, the search becomes unmanageable, and the written review becomes descriptive rather than analytical. If it is too narrow, the writer may not find enough relevant research to support meaningful synthesis. The book encourages students to approach topic selection through inquiry and reflection, considering what is known, what remains uncertain, and what problem or issue the review should address. This step also prepares the later development of an argument, because a well-narrowed topic contains an implied question or tension. By making topic selection a formal stage, the authors help writers avoid one of the most common literature review problems, accumulating sources before knowing what intellectual task those sources are supposed to serve. Thirdly, searching the literature combines systematic coverage with practical reading strategy. The search stage in the book is more than a recommendation to use library databases. Maki and McAvoy present literature searching as a planned activity that must connect the research topic to a credible body of sources. This includes identifying appropriate keywords, tracing relevant scholarship, and using technology as part of the process rather than as a substitute for judgment. The book is especially useful for readers who are overwhelmed by the amount of material available because it recognizes that effective searching requires boundaries. A review cannot include everything. It must include the literature most relevant to the topic, argument, and research purpose. The authors also address the practical reality that researchers must read strategically. Skimming, scanning, and selectively examining sources are not treated as shortcuts to avoid rigor, but as necessary techniques for managing large bodies of scholarship. The value of this approach is that it balances comprehensiveness with efficiency. Instead of encouraging indiscriminate source collection, the book teaches researchers to search with purpose, document their path, and keep the review aligned with the inquiry. This makes the literature search both more transparent and more useful for later synthesis. Fourthly, argument development shifts the review from source summary to scholarly position. A central insight of the book is that a literature review should do more than report what other authors have said. Maki and McAvoy frame the review as a form of academic argumentation, meaning that the writer must build a reasoned position based on the literature. This does not mean forcing sources to support a predetermined claim. Rather, it means identifying patterns, tensions, agreements, gaps, and implications across studies, and using those findings to support a coherent line of reasoning. The emphasis on argument is important because many novice reviews become annotated bibliographies in paragraph form. One study is summarized, then another, then another, with little explanation of how the evidence connects. By teaching readers to develop an argument, the book pushes them toward synthesis. Sources become evidence within a larger intellectual structure instead of isolated items. Some readers may find the attention to argument types somewhat prescriptive, but the underlying principle is sound. A literature review earns its scholarly value by explaining what the reviewed literature collectively means. This approach helps graduate writers move from passive reporting to informed advocacy for a research direction, conceptual interpretation, or unresolved problem. Lastly, surveying and critiquing sources prepare the final review for credible synthesis. The book separates surveying the literature from critiquing it, and that distinction is one of its practical strengths. Surveying involves mapping what the literature contains: themes, categories, findings, methods, debates, and recurring concepts. Critiquing asks a different question: how strong, relevant, limited, or persuasive is that body of work? By treating these as related but separate tasks, Maki and McAvoy help writers avoid two opposite errors. One error is summarizing without evaluation, which produces a flat review that lists studies but offers little judgment. The other is criticizing individual studies without first understanding the larger scholarly landscape. A credible review needs both breadth and discernment. Surveying allows the writer to see how sources cluster and where the conversation is concentrated. Critique then examines the reliability, usefulness, and limitations of that conversation in relation to the research purpose. This preparation directly supports the final writing stage because the author can organize the review around meaningful categories rather than around the order in which sources were found. The result is a literature review that is clearer, more selective, and better able to justify the need for a research project. In conclusion, the literature review's 6 steps to success is best suited for graduate students, doctoral candidates, and early-stage researchers who need a concrete method for producing a literature review for a thesis, dissertation, proposal, or research project. It is particularly relevant for education and social science fields, though its process can be adapted by researchers in other disciplines that require structured engagement with scholarly sources. The practical benefit is that it reduces ambiguity. Readers learn how to narrow a topic, search purposefully, build an academic argument, survey research patterns, critique evidence, and write a coherent review. The intellectual benefit is that it reframes the literature review as a reasoned contribution rather than a required background section. Compared with many academic writing books, it stands out because it focuses closely on the literature review as its own genre and breaks the work into sequenced decisions. Compared with research methods texts, it is more directly usable at the desk level, where students must actually read, sort, evaluate, and write. Its main limitation is that its structured approach may feel formulaic to experienced writers, but that same structure is its advantage for readers who need a dependable roadmap. The book remains distinctive because it connects process, argument, and critique in one accessible framework. If you would like to support Lawrence A. Maki, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.